The Ministry of Emergency Management.
Distinguished members, I'm Ren Xiang from Center of Disease Control. Concerning Madame Gabrielli's question on the protection of disabled people and the collection and release of data concerning the disabled people in emergency, I would like to answer, like all citizens, disabled people in vaccines, medical treatment and life, they have protection and enjoy public services. Since the outbreak of a pandemic, we pay attention to protection of people's livelihood and put people first, life first, and adhere to the policy of preventing infection from abroad and rebound of illness within the country and a dynamic zero. And we normalize the control system to quickly detect, deal with, and control the disease and effectively check the disease. According to our law on the prevention of disease, COVID is B category and is managed closely with A class measures. And according to regulations, it is reported and managed. We have 9 versions of plans for COVID control and specified the requirements for prevention in areas like urban areas, rural areas, for old people, people with chronic disease, pregnant women, children, disabled people, old people's house, children's house, and places of supervision. And the information concerning infections is reported online to be monitored and followed. And we established the COVID information system in the country and then factually and transparently release the information and also the statistics of infection rate. And our prevention work also adheres to the preventive approach and scientific approach with early report, early quarantine, early prevention, early identification, and we combine Western and Chinese medical approach, and all the expenses are borne by China, by the state.